The day of the Lord is near. Behold, he comes to save us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes we Catholics get so used to our faith that we don't realize how truly strange it must seem to others. C.S. Lewis once compared this phenomenon of strangeness to halitosis, you know, bad breath. Everyone else notices a person's bad breath, except the poor soul himself. Consequently, if we want to appreciate the strangeness of our Catholic faith, we have to see it through a non-Catholic's eyes, or better, smell it through a non-Catholic's nose. Of course, in the case of Catholicism, it is a holy halitosis. For example, we have a wonderful couple who converted from the Church of Christ a couple of years ago, and now are very devout Roman Catholics. Last night, they attended the 6 p.m. Mass for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, which, by the way, was bilingual. The music was provided by one of our 5 Hispanic choirs, and it was booming and filled the church with the praises of God and the Blessed Virgin. As this couple was leaving Mass, the lady complimented the choir by saying, "That sounded like the Church of Christ choir." I was pleased that at least our music could compete with the Protestants. This same couple has signed up as extraordinary ministers of communion, and the woman is a lector at Sunday Mass. Whenever she lectures at Mass, it's easy to tell how familiar and comfortable she is with reading the sacred scriptures as a former Protestant. It's like putting on an old pair of jeans that fit just right. And she never struggles with the archaic words or the Hebrew names that Catholics always stumble over when we read. And most importantly, they still tithe like Protestants. In other words, it's easy to smell the holy halitosis of Catholicism through their noses. In the gospel today, we should not feel too comfortable with Jesus' words that we miss the strangeness, even the shocking nature of what he teaches. He describes a man who cheerfully abandons 99 sheep to go in search of one stray. And Jesus presents this parable so matter-of-factly as if no one would take umbrage to it. But if we stop to think about it seriously, we see how his parable flies in the face of all common sense. We would all cut our losses and forget the stray to save the 99. And that strangeness, even illogic, is Jesus' point. Our Heavenly Father thinks and calculates and plans very differently than we do. And just like my Church of Christ friends, we too must learn that heavenly logic. We must become familiar with smelling Catholicism as holy halitosis, which of course is nothing other than incense. I am convinced that this strangeness is one of the chief features of our faith that is drawing crowds of people to the Catholic Church. Have you noticed this? Heck, yesterday, all our masses were packed. And that never happens on a holy day. And it even fell on a Monday, right after everyone had gone to Mass on Sunday. Now, what other church requires its members to attend services on Sunday and then again Monday just because it happens to be December 8th? And that strangeness and being out of step with society and common sense is actually walking in step with God's logic and living at His level. There seems to be a growing, unspoken, but general consensus that what our modern culture offers people is shallow and ultimately meaningless. And human beings feel deep in their bones that we were created for more than this world offers. And more people are finding the true water that quenches their thirst in the very strangeness of Catholicism. They are sensing that God's logic of leaving the 99 and searching for the one stray, it is perhaps the best way to live, and even the most human way to live. Why? Well, because human beings are created in the image and likeness of God. And so when we adopt God's mind and heart, we discover our own deepest identity and peace and joy. I'm grateful to my Church of Christ friends who have helped me smell the holy halitosis of my Catholic faith. And we Catholics should refuse to take the breath mint the world offers us. Praised be Jesus Christ.